Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as I continue on in a message, Sons of Light, and that references a verse in the Gospel of John, verse 12, verse 36, believe in the light, Jesus said, in order that you will become sons of light. Praise God. I'd like to begin by sharing a few passages from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 3 through 5. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. This is a beautiful promise. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise God. There are many who have read the Word of God and felt, well, yes, yeah, they say Jesus is coming back. But as time goes on, there are those who have, you know, fallen away and said, oh, they've been saying that for such a long time and he's not come yet. But beloved, we know that God's Word has a time and a fulfillment, a season. In the fullness of time, doesn't the Word tell us that God sent his son Jesus into the world. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so when it talks, is describing that wilderness place, that desert place, that we're to lift up our voice and cry, even as John the Baptist did. You know, in Jesus' day, there was one individual, John the Baptist, who said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's how he answered when they said, people asked him, well, who are you? Are you Elijah? Are you a prophet? Who are you? He said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Well, Jesus is coming back again. He had John the Baptist to prepare his literal, individual, physical coming as the Messiah of Israel, even though he came to his own and his own received them not. But now Jesus is coming a second time, and this time it's not just one person, it's not one ministry, but it's the corporate body of Christ who have, if you will, a mantle and a ministry of John the Baptist to declare the second coming of the Lord. Praise God. And that Hebrew word there is eremos, which is an adjective signifying desolate, deserted, and lonely. And beloved, that's been the experience of so many people. We are in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, but we long to see his power and glory in the sanctuary. And a new day, beloved, is beginning to dawn. 1 John 3:2 declares, when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. Salvation will no longer be deliverance and justification, but we're about to see Jesus in all of his fullness, in all of his holiness, in all of his glorious splendor. At his return to this earth, praise God, what a beautiful thought, an exciting thing to contemplate. But we shall also see him in glory and power appearing to his church. In the Spirit, he is going to anoint this latter-day church even in a greater way than the early church. And when we see him, beloved, we are changed. The king we serve is coming to his temple. Oh, remember Isaiah? He called out in the 6th chapter, mine eye has seen the king, the Lord of hosts, his train fills the temple. Beloved, this is one time we cannot fake an encounter with God. This transforming experience I'm talking about proceeds from his throne, flowing and gushing forth from the most holy place like a mighty river. And as we take our spiritual seat in heavenly places, I believe our eyes are going to be opened and we're going to see how truly and how completely the enemy of our soul has been defeated. And instead of the shouts of fear coming from a retreating army, there's going to be the shout of a conqueror, the shout of worship, and a song springing up in our hearts. Hallelujah. Further on in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 59, the Lord was looking for a man to intercede. In fact, let me start reading at verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard against him. And verse 20, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. You know, the Lord is saying there, those that turn from transgression. Beloved, that was the downfall of ancient Israel. They knew, they saw the power of the living God. They became a peculiar people unto him, but they served other gods when they were prospered and blessed in the promised land. They forgot their rock that had brought them forth out of that fiery furnace, the wilderness, and out of the bondage of Egyptian slavery. They sought other gods, and the human heart hasn't changed, beloved. We may not bow down to graven images today, but it's possible for us to have gods of materialism and power and fame and the things that the world seeks after. We also can be corrupted by that. And so we need to search our hearts from those that turn from transgression in Jacob, in his church. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression. Praise God. Maybe we be willing to say to the Lord, yes, Lord. Lord, I repent, and I want to walk in holiness and surrender and yieldedness and obedience before you. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, in verse 10, we see the word of the Lord declaring, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, all ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Verse 12, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. And the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Hallelujah. Praise God. The glorious message that is burning in the heart of the Holy Spirit is magnifying and glorifying the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This should be our aim as well. In John, the 16th chapter, verse 14. Let me share verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. That is the message the Holy Spirit is working and zealously, earnestly beseeching the people of God to begin to glorify the Lord, to begin to seek Him. Psalm 135 triumphantly proclaims, O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. That bless, that Hebrew word for bless is barak, meaning to kneel, proclaiming adoration. We are to do that, to bless the Lord altogether and to praise Him and to salute the captain of the host. Hallelujah. He is the light of the world, and we are the sons of light. Praise God. Well, I want to thank you for joining me today. In the moments that remain, I would like to spend a few moments to give you an opportunity to request an offer that we are making available to the radio audience. It's a little 30-page booklet, Devotional Meditations for the Believer. And my dear associate, Deborah Erickson, the Lord gave her this inspiration and idea, and she compiled a selection of some of the prophetic words that God has given over the years, and we have put them in this booklet, and so we'd like to share them with you. And let me read just one selection to give you a taste. My beloved, the mind of man at his highest potential can never begin to fathom the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The greatest intellect can never comprehend my unsearchable judgment. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been His counselor? The haughty I know afar off, but I dwell with him who is of a contrite heart and humble spirit. Therefore be not troubled if you do not comprehend in fullness that which I have allowed in your life. Be not confused at my dealings. Do not be unsettled in your mind, but know this, you are mine, and I love you. As you go forward, be willing to step out in faith. Push away from the shore and launch out into the deep. Let me take you into waters to swim in. Don't be afraid to go where you haven't been before. You're not alone, and I will not let you sink. My everlasting arms uphold you. In that river that cannot be crossed over, there is provision, joy, and healing for you. There is fulfillment and experience of my love for you in a measure you've not known before, says your God. Praise God. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Share a prayer, your prayer request, request the little booklet, Devotional Meditations, and we'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. I love you, and thank you for your prayer support. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.